With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump believes the war against Iran is worth a temporary spike in oil and gasoline prices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president acknowledged that oil and gas prices were going to rise as the U.S. remains engaged in the ongoing Middle East conflict, but said prices will come down.
If we have a little high oil prices for a little while, but as soon as this ends, those prices are going to drop, I believe, lower than even before.
AAA reported the average price for a gallon of gasoline jumped 11 cents overnight Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, efforts to get Americans out of the Middle East continuing. More from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Four of the six American soldiers killed in the Iran war have been identified by the Pentagon as members of the Army Reserve. They are Captain Cody Quirk of Winter Haven, Florida, Sergeant First Class Noah Tietjens of Bellevue, Nebraska, Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and Sergeant Declan Cody from West Des Moines, Iowa. Identities of the two others not released as yet. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill is still on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women living as men are suing Kansas over a new law barring them from changing the gender on a driver's license. The women, who are being represented by the ACLU, claim the law violates rights to privacy. Plaintiffs are also challenging new enforcement provisions of the state's three-year-old policy of barring people from using whichever restrooms they wish. This is SRN News. Tolls in New York City getting a green light.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's efforts to halt New York's first-in-the-nation congestion fee, meant to reduce traffic and pump revenue into the region's aging transit system. U.S. District Judge Lewis Lyman ruled that the U.S. Department of Transportation lacked the authority to unilaterally rescind approval of the $9 toll.
A lawmaker says a large immigration detention camp in Texas is closed to visitors and attorneys because of a measles outbreak. U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar says there are 14 active measles cases at the detention center on the Fort Bliss Army Base. 112 more are still isolated. She says it will remain closed until at least March 19th or 20th. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, though, has not responded. More details at srnnews.com.